of the half shell. They're the heroes for. In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious. All police and detectives are furious, cause they can't find the source of this lethally evil force. This is serious, so give me a quarter. I was a witness, get me a reporter. Call April O'Neill in on this case. Hey, you better hurry up, there's no time to waste. We need help, like quick on the double. Have pity on the city, man, it's in trouble. We need heroes like the Lone Ranger. When Tonto came pronto, when there was danger, they didn't say we'd be there in half an hour, cause they displayed turtle power.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Sambo Slim. You are listening to the Sambo Slim podcast, and my Twitter handle is Sambo_Slim. I've got two people with me today. I've got Ramrod back. He's at 12Ramrod on Twitter. You want to say what's up?
What it do, baby?
And I also have, again, the lovely, the beautiful, the always in a bad mood, the one that looks like she doesn't give a shit right now, Mel, and she's at M loves you, not the word you, the letter you, 28.
Thanks for introducing me.
On Twitter. Well, we gotta keep moving. When I let you guys introduce yourselves, I mean, the show ends up running like 15 minutes over.
You're right.
Are you gonna say hi?
Hi.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, she's pumped up, man. She can't wait to get in.
In and out, in and out.
Hey, the floor is yours. I mean, I can tell you can't wait to talk. go ahead. Hey, don't let me and Ramrod stand in your way.
You're just like your mom, you know that?
It's the Melly Slim Show. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
Hurry up.
All right. Well, our website is thesamboslimpodcast.com. You can go there. It's not fully updated yet. So if you follow me on Twitter, I'll also send out the mobile link. But you can go on a desktop. You can go to our website. And the last about five episodes are embedded now. So you can just push play there. No downloading. No being routed to another website. And again, when the new website comes out, there will be an official mobile site, and there will be no downloading, no routing to other sites, no subscribing, no nothing. You can just go to the website on any device, iPad, iPhone, Mac, PC, pick the episode you want to play, push play, and it'll just start streaming right there, provided you have internet, you cheap bastard. You got to have internet, or at least a cellular data plan that allows you access to the
Cricket.
Internet. Yeah, Cricket. What's that other? Metro?
Boost.
I don't know. Oh, Boost Mobile.
Boost yeah. Mobile, there you go. That shit.
Yeah.
Hey, but don't knock it till you try it. You know, I hear a lot of Cricket customers.
They're happy.
They are very, very happy with their service until they like go like 2 miles outside of the loop. Then they're fucked.
Cheap bastards. Until they go indoors.
But you said all that, basically all the Apple products, but you can do that on Android and all that too, right? Once you have
every device.
Okay. Tablet.
Hey, Ramrod, any device pretty much means any device, man.
All
right. Yeah, he's extra asshole today.
I'm just saying because he said any device, and then he just
then
said
just
all
Apple,
all Apple products.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right,
contradicting
well, you know,
himself.
There's a lot of idiots that listen to your show that might not understand what any device means. So
there are a lot of idiots. Yeah, there are a lot of smart people too.
And mostly idiots.
I mean. And beautiful people out there. Mm-hmm. And some ugly ones listening right now, though. You know, this show goes out to all the ugly people listening to the podcast.
Everybody's gonna be like, oh no, he's not talking to me.
No,
we're talking exactly. To you.
That's how it always is. They're like ugly people. Oh, ugly. Oh, well, now that I called you ugly, next time you go to the sandwichslimpodcast.com, there's an Amazon banner above episodes. Click on that, and it'll take you to Amazon's homepage. Buy something, and money will be kicked back to our show. There's also a donate button. You can click on that just to donate. You don't need your money. Give it to us. And donate it to the show. 50% of that goes to progeria research. They've slowed down the process of progeria.
Even though none of us have progeria, you just...
I just care about it.
Yeah.
And they've slowed down the process. I want to find a cure for progeria.
Yeah.
So let's do it. And what else? You can also just donate directly to the organization and not donate to us, but you didn't hear that here.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. Any other promos? Listen to the Beatdown. Follow Fester and the Brain. That's Beatdown Brain on Twitter and Uncle Fester, UNCLFESTR on Twitter. You can also listen to their show at my website. Just look on the right, scroll down a little, and you'll see the little red Beatdown banner. Listen to them. I also recorded about 3 hours worth of, for those of y'all that Beatdown fans and beatdowns of my fans of my segment on the Beatdown, my Doing Lap segment. I did about a 3-hour recording session with Fester where we just basically we talked about pieces of shit for 3 hours. And I don't think I'll release the whole thing as a 3-hour podcast, but I'm going to release chunks of it in chapters here and there as just bonus episodes. So be on the lookout for that too.
Did you tell Fester you thought you lost your recording? You started crying?
No, I didn't tell him that. Well, I haven't talked to him.
He knows now.
I haven't talked to him. No, I have talked to him since we recorded, but no, I didn't tell him. He doesn't need to know that. I'm gonna edit that out. I don't cry.
In public.
I cry when I get home late, drunk, and everything comes out.
Mm.
You guys got anything you want to talk about?
No.
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
No, mm-hmm. I do have something to bitch about, but it actually has to do with something that we're going to talk about later anyway. So
it does.
Yeah. So we'll kind of like,
you'll wait.
Yeah. Well, after we get to that, we'll, I'll kind of go into a little bit of something.
Just so stay tuned, man. Pete. I mean, that's a good build up there. That's like when they're on the news and they're like, your kids, it's like 8:45 and they're like, 5 reasons why your kids might die tonight. Tune in at 10 o'clock for the details. That's basically what that was.
That's what it was.
I got some advice for people. I noticed something when I was driving around the parking lot at the grocery store today.
That there was a lot of shopping carts everywhere?
There are a lot of shopping carts. There are also a lot of cars. There are a lot of open...
there were
cars in the parking lot at the grocery store, man. You're not going to believe this.
That's crazy.
Let me tell you more about it. Okay. Like, been I went up there and there were cars. No, there was like traffic backed up and there didn't have to be because there are plenty of spaces open. But they're passing those spaces up so that they can get a space closer to the front door. And they're waiting 15, 20, 30 minutes for these spaces. So I can't get into the spaces that are open because they're in line. So they're blocking me because I don't know if it's San Antonio or just, I don't know, but they make... Who knows? Anyways.
Because they're lazy.
So I got to wait to get into a space where I might have to walk to the front door, but at least I get to walk to the fucking front door instead of waiting to get a closer space. So I have some advice for all you lazy idiots out there. Just park. Just park. Take your lazy ass out of the car and walk to the store. You might get in 45 seconds later than you would have had you parked up front. I'm talking about walking distance.
Yeah.
But you'll get into the store 15, 20, 30 minutes earlier than you would have had you waited for a closer space.
A little exercise will not hurt.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's all the fat people that do that.
Yeah. I mean, skinny people do it too.
Mm-hmm.
They do it too. But fat. Yeah. Of course, fat people. Yeah, fat people.
I mean... Cause like at work we have a huge parking lot at work and I park, well now I don't because I don't give a shit about the car I'm driving right now because it's a rental, but when I'm driving my regular car I park far, like as far as possible because I don't want nobody fucking scratching my shit.
Yeah.
So I walk like 5-10 minutes from my car to the goddamn front door.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't bother me.
It's not a big deal.
And I do see, you're right, because I do see a lot of people just parked there waiting for somebody to come out.
For somebody to walk to their
place. Yeah, and they're still there when I park my car and get out and I'm at the at the, you know, at the gate, and they're still parked there waiting for somebody to come out, you know.
Idiot.
When they, yeah, when they could have just parked, walked a little further.
And got there.
And that's it. And then they're waiting, and then the guy behind them is waiting, and the guy behind them is waiting, and then you end up inconveniencing everybody. But it doesn't matter, because we're all the only person on the planet, and we're the only one that matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what these people think. No, you are not the only person on the planet, and it does matter. I'm the only person on the planet. So I'm asking you to park further so that I can get the closer space.
Well, at least just park in the first open parking spot you see, mm-hmm. you know?
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Look, they're not going to design the parking lot so that the space is so far that something that you're like going to fucking die of exhaustion before you make it to the front door. It's just a parking lot. Everything's pretty relatively close. There's not that big of a difference besides maybe 45 more seconds from the closest space to the door to the furthest one away.
Yeah.
Just park your lazy ass in the first space. That's what I do. I pull in, I just park. I don't give a shit. And then I walk. I'm driving around looking for a space.
First you complain, and then you park.
Yeah, I complain. Well, I park. No.
I park furthest away from
anything. Yeah, I've been with you. Yeah, you park. And you park where there's no car anywhere around you.
Yeah, well, because I don't want my car to get fucking.
And then I let you walk out a little bit up, and then I key your car. And then when we come back from shopping, I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? Who did that? Let's kick their ass.
I'm glad I just got a new paint job, so I'll make sure that I don't take you anywhere with me anymore.
That's fair. Well, there's an article I wanted to discuss with you, with both of you, if y'all don't have anything else.
Not yet.
No?
Nope.
No complaints? No? Okay.
Yeah, my glass is empty.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
Is there any more wine?
No.
Yeah, in the fridge there's
Four Loko. What do you mean on the fridge?
In the fridge there's a sweet red.
Ooh. Is that good?
I don't know.
Is that a box wine?
I don't like sweet wine. I don't know why she wanted a sweet wine bottle.
I'll take some. I don't give a shit.
I think I was supposed to eat it after drink it.
You want to go grab it?
No.
Okay.
Or the Four Loko. Have you talked about Four Loko? I wonder if that's sold everywhere. Is it?
I don't know. But nobody can answer us right now.
Why?
Well, because it's just us three recording.
Oh, yeah.
I can ask the microphone if Four Loko's in their state, but it can't answer me back. And we all live in the same state. So.
Okay, I'll be back.
You are? Okay. So Mel's going to go get some wine.
Four Loko.
And we are going to talk about this article. And this happened a week or two ago. A man from Independence Township, Michigan, accidentally shot himself to death on Monday while teaching his girlfriend about gun safety, the Oakland Press reports. The 36-year-old man, whose name has not been released, was showing his girlfriend how his three handguns are safe when they aren't loaded, according to the Detroit Free Press. He was attempting to demonstrate the safety of the handgun by holding them to his head and pulling the trigger. The third gun fired, and the man was struck in the head. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Three children, ages 7, 10, and 12, were in the home, but did not witness the shooting, according to reports. The man's girlfriend told authorities he had begun drinking most of the day before the incident took place. This isn't the first time a gun safety demonstration has gone wrong. In January 2013, 18-year-old Florida resident Alexander idiot Xavier Shaw died doing a similar demonstration. Richard M. Dum Dum McLean, a 22-year-old from Michigan, died in a similar fashion in June 2012. Missouri resident James Dipshit Looney, 40, was also teaching his girlfriend about gun safety when he shot himself in the head in September of 2009.
Nice.
That's how the article ends.
Yeah.
So shout out to all those idiots. Thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, the way they make it sound like a demonstration, to me, it's that wasn't like a professional demonstration at all. It was some drunk motherfucker who just basically was like, had three guns out, trying to tell his girlfriend, like, hey, your guns are safe. And and didn't even check the gun. He probably didn't do anything safe.
No.
At all before demonstrating this gun safety.
First mistake was being shit-faced.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, growing up, I know every time we were shit-faced, we made it an effort to, like, not play with the weapons because we were shit-faced.
Yeah.
I mean, unless we actually had to.
And we're dumbass kids.
Yes. If we had to use them, fine. But if we were just sitting around getting high, freaking, you know, getting drunk or whatever, we made it a point to keep the guns at bay.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's just.
And here's the. Yeah. And you're right about that, man. When I first heard about the story, it says man accidentally kills self with gun during demonstration on gun safety. It's not a, it was, I pictured him like in front of a room full of people.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Giving some sort of gun safety briefing, and he shot himself. So that's what is that called?
Like a misdemeanor. What do they call it? Like a.
Man, I can't think right now. I've drank too much wine. There's a word for it, though.
Like a.
Right now, somebody's thinking of the word and going, blah, 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 idiot. And then they're going to email me, call me a moron. I know the word, all right? I'm a journalism and history major. The word gets used in both, you know? even journalism history, the word gets sensationalized. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. Oh. That's sensationalism. The asshole is just drunk like how I am almost every night. And the difference is. And I'm always preaching to Mel, too. Mm-hmm. But this was no demonstration. He was just acting like a jackass running around the living room with a gun.
But what it was when they questioned the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is it a girlfriend or wife? Girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
When they questioned the girlfriend, she had to make it look like like most, like the legit as possible. So she was like, oh, he was just giving me a gun demonstration. I mean, for all we know, he was probably like, look, you stupid bitch. And he was probably like pointing the gun at her and all kinds of shit. And then. End up shooting himself because he was drunk. Nobody really knows but her because they were the only two people in the room. So
this is what happened. I fucking kill myself. Put the gun down, babe. I fucking kill myself. I fucking shoot myself right now, babe. Look. Click, 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 click.
You know what?
I think, I agree. That's it.
Yep. I think you're exactly right.
Yeah.
In his underwear.
You know what? He probably had on boxers, but if he would have had on jockey. Yeah. Underwear type, he probably would have made it.
Probably. Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. He's acting like a dumb shit, clowning around in his underwear, drunk, with a gun. His wife was telling him to put it away. He shot himself.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we can all agree that there was really no gun safety demonstration going on.
No, there was not. Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a similar. It already says that he was drinking a lot. Like, not just right then and there, but earlier during the day.
The article says that?
Yeah, like it says
that. Yeah, he'd been drinking all day.
My.
If you hadn't been getting wine, you'd have known that.
Yeah. And he was.
I'll take that cup right back.
And she was, I mean, I'm sure she was drunk too. However, she was smart enough to make it seem that he wasn't a bad guy by saying this, you know, well, we were having this gun.
As chicks always do, try and cover up for the guy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Which you
like
say?
Especially like when they beat him. Like when a guy
especially,
beats her.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, but he was, you know, whatever.
Every time he hit me, he said he loved me.
Have any of you ever been drunk? Have any of you ever been drunk and decided, you know what? I'm going to give my significant other a gun safety demonstration right now. Have you ever thought of that?
No.
That hasn't crossed my mind.
No. I mean, when I've been drunk, I've like thought to give her like a sexual. Safety.
Yeah, I pretend my peepee was a gun.
Yeah, did you just really call it?
Yeah, I call it peepee. That's what I call it, man. I pretend my peepee's a gun. Like, okay, hun, it's dangerous. Let me show you. This is the safety, and I like, I like move my left nut. Like, just you know, don't like that.
Me.
You know,
don't look at me when
you
say that.
Don't look at Pete in the eyes.
Look at her.
It's pump action, hun. Look, hun. It's pump action.
He called it a peepee. That was crazy. Could at least call it a chile or something.
Yeah, I could have, but I like calling it a peepee.
Okay. And then, okay, okay, back to the subject.
Name of the podcast is going to be Pee-Pee.
All right, so that's crazy. Anyway.
What's wrong with pee-pee, man? That's what we've been like. You don't tell me you didn't call it pee-pee when you were little.
Dude, we y'all have, literally don't have any two-year-old kids in the house. Why are you calling it pee-pee?
I still call it that. I called it that when I was two. I still call it that. Pee-pee. It's hot.
All right.
It's hot.
Yeah. Hey, hon. Hey, hon, play with my pee-pee.
Melissa, I really hope you don't call it that in the yeah. Anyway, so on the rest of the article, the guy. Oh, man, I can't even stop laughing. All right, so one of the guys that was also doing a demonstration who killed himself, Alexander, what did you call him? Idiot Shaw?
Right? I think that was him, yeah.
Okay. Well, he was only 18 years old.
Oh, no, he's Alexander Dipshit Shaw. Sorry. Oh, Dipshit. Dude, we got to get their names correct.
Okay. Well, this guy, he was only 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he doesn't have any type. Like, I don't understand why they even say. A similar person, a demonstration, Richard McLean, whatever, he was 22 years old. So what does that tell you? It's crazy how they keep quoting, especially in this article, about how these people were giving demonstrations.
Yeah.
18 and 22 years old.
I don't think they were giving demonstration.
No. I just want to give out a shout out to the people that were there who were real quick on their feet and decided to tell the authorities that they were giving a demonstration.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if that happened to us, and they would ask us what happened, we'd have been like, "Oh, the motherfucker was drunk and he shot himself."
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's basically what it would have said in the news article.
Yeah. Guy was drunk. Mexican, drunk. Shot himself. And then everybody'd be like, see, that's why we got to keep close the fucking borders off.
Yeah, no shit. And we got to have all the gun safety and all this stuff because fucking Mexicans keep shooting themselves. But since we have an 18-year-old and a 22-year-old who are giving gun safety tips and accidentally shoot themselves, it's cool.
I don't want a gun safety briefing from a 22-year-old.
Or an 18-year-old.
I want my gun safety briefing from a fat old white guy in a camouflage bulletproof vest.
About 60 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a mullet.
And a mullet.
He knows how to use a gun, man. Tinted prescription glasses.
Oh, yeah.
He knows how to use a gun. He was in Vietnam. He hunts. He lives in a trailer somewhere off the wreck, because he thinks the government's after him.
Yeah, with five acres of land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, the only part that's cleared out is, like, where his trailer's at. The rest of it's all
And it's one of those 50s trailers. It's not one of those new trailers. Yeah. And he's off the grid. I want my safety briefing from him because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He doesn't even go, he's so far off the grid, he doesn't even go grocery shopping. No. He hunts for his own meat.
Yeah. Those four deer he killed this year, that meat lasts him like a good 4 or 5 months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want my safety briefing from him. I don't want it from some 22-year-old punk.
Yeah, I agree. Especially one that shot himself.
But the moral of the story is, like, most of you people are crying that you don't want your guns taken away and you don't want it to be harder for you to get guns. It should be harder for you to get guns.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are way too many people doing stupid shit with them. So obviously, they're way too easy to get. So if not all of you should have guns, because a lot of you are too stupid to have them.
I think they should take like a stupid test.
There should be, even for driving, and we're not saying just for guns, but like I'm not. For driving too, take a fucking, there has to be a test. And voting.
Oh yeah, voting. And voting. One.
There should be a test. I don't know how you do it, but there should be a test for each one. And if you don't pass that test, you don't get your fucking license to vote, to drive, or to have a fucking gun.
Yeah.
Maybe even to drink.
No shit, because that just makes you even fucking dumber.
Hey, and that might exclude me, because I'm an idiot. but I'll take it. I'm a martyr.
I'm a martyr, okay. Anybody who calls their fucking dick a fucking pee-pee.
Shouldn't have a gun.
Shouldn't have a gun.
Shouldn't vote.
Shouldn't vote. Shouldn't have a license. Shouldn't even be doing a fucking podcast. But, you know, hey, it's To each his own, I guess.
I'm naming it Pee-Pee. That's this episode.
Anyway. Oh, well, you know what? But that brings me to kind of something I was going to bitch about earlier, but I guess we kind of transitioned to it, kind of, sort of, because...
Well, I bet we didn't.
You're talking about voting. About
yeah.
About voting and shit. No, I wasn't talking about pee-pee, like, transitioning from pee-pee. But, like, voting and stuff. Because we just had elections.
Did you vote?
I'm not allowed to, young lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm a convicted felon.
That's no excuse. You should still vote.
Yeah. But I will be able to sooner or later.
Oh, cool.
When I'm 40, which...
That's okay.
Oh, but since I'm 22...
You still got a long way to go.
Yeah, still got a long way to go.
I wouldn't want a safety briefing from you.
Yeah.
At 22. Okay.
And my daughter's 18, though, by the way. And
get her to vote.
Yeah. So what trips me out is a lot of the campaign ads that we've been seeing on TV, you know, for San Antonio and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, everything that they say is either... Like, the candidates will say either, like, well, I'm for Obama, or I'm trying to do everything against Obama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what's crazy is, like, okay, I'm going to use an example here. When I go out, I have some few friends, like, say, from work or wherever that I go out with. We go to clubs, bars, whatever. And a lot of us are single. And so what they'll do is they'll try to impress a female by making somebody else look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like. Yeah. Like, because they really have nothing.
That's their game.
Yeah, they have nothing themselves to be, like, positive about to show the female that they're a decent or worthy person.
Yeah, they have nothing to offer, so they're going to shit on everybody.
Or knowledgeable about something.
Yeah.
Can you listen to this? Mel, listen to this dumbass. Are you fucking idiot? Look at his pants, man. Where he could go breakdancing, bro. Yeah. Right, Mel? He's fucking...
Exactly. So... And it's kind of the same way, like, because...
Nice glasses, bro.
We get it.
These politicians,
mm-hmm.
like, their whole campaigns are about shitting on somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard not one thing what they themselves
have to
offer.
What do you stand for?
Yeah, right. What you have to offer. And it's crazy because it's like a lot of people nowadays, like... Believe that shit. Like, they're like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Oh, he's gonna try to do everything he can to get rid of Obamacare. So I'm gonna vote for him.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because it's like, okay, well, if you do vote for him and say he does get in office,
yeah,
then he's gonna end up fucking you over because the whole time you never really thought about what he had to offer.
Yeah.
Which is really nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the crazy thing about it is they know, and just like I know, there's enough idiots out there that they can sell that shit to.
Yeah.
They will buy that stuff.
Like gun safety guy.
They will buy that shit and vote for them based on shitting on somebody else and not necessarily what they have to offer.
Yeah.
And it's kind of pissed me off because basically they're doing a lot of stuff, or they're saying a lot of stuff targeted at idiots.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, what about those of us that have, you know, a halfway decent intelligent mind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That are like, well, I want to know what the fuck you're about. If you want me to vote for you, you know what
are you going to do?
What are you going to do for us?
Aside from point fingers at other candidates
and talk about how their policies don't work, but not talk about how what you're going to do to, in other words, like counteract that policy to make it better.
Yeah,
and they don't, and it's like every single ad I've seen has been like that.
Yeah.
It's like, really. And what pisses me off is that there's so many idiots that don't say anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're getting away with a lot. Let me play you guys a political ad. Because this guy actually knows what he stands for. I want all of you out there who don't live in Texas to listen to this political ad. And I'm not even going to... That's all I'm going to say.
We might get kicked out after this.
Here we go.
My parole might get revoked.
I'm a Christian first, a conservative second, and a Republican third. My faith means everything to me. That's why I placed in God We Trust in the Senate and Under God in Our State Pledge. I helped build the first prison seminary in Texas and passed the sonogram bill that could save 15,000 babies' lives this year. I honor God first, not government. That's why I'll fight against Obama's attacks on the Texas conservative values that we share.
Dan Patrick for Lieutenant...
Let me play the beginning again.
I'm a Christian first, a conservative second, and a Republican third. My faith means... I'm a Christian first, a conservative second, and a Republican third.
In.
My faith means everything to me. That's why...
What do you think of that?
You asking me?
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Maybe Mel should speak on... She hasn't said anything yet.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Oh.
She's just laughed evilly. And that's about it. Like that.
Who would be so confident to blurt out their religion and hope everyone votes for them?
Not everyone. Look, I have no problem with Christians, but I thought that we separate. I thought that people came here to the United States to escape religious persecution. And I thought that we were found. Our foundation was to separate church and state. Mm-hmm. So how is this jackass, who's already a senator, he's running for re-election, his name's Dan Patrick, he's a Texas senator, how did he get voted in the first place? How did he just win the primary? And how is this political ad being taken seriously when the first thing he does in his political ad is take a big, giant, heaping, steamy shit all over the Constitution? Again, I have no problem with Christianity. I have a problem with mixing religion and politics, which is what he did. Am I wrong?
No.
How are you running? If you want to be a Christian first and a Republican second, then you should have become a priest.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You have no business in politics.
Right.
Not everyone's Christian in the United States. This is a melting pot. We've got... Jews.
Well, maybe we should is he the senator, the U.S. senator, or is he a Texas senator?
Texas senator.
Okay, well, then let's narrow it down to Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing in Texas, we have, the top 10 cities in America,
mm-hmm.
we have three of them in Texas. Houston, San Antonio,
yep.
and the Dallas Metroplex. Okay.
And Austin's pretty big, too.
Yes. And so in Texas, or in Houston, I'm just going to use Houston. Not even from Houston, but I've been to Houston many times. And in Houston, you have a huge, diverse population.
Yep.
Like 4 million people. You've got a bunch of Asians. You've got a bunch of Habibs. Oh, my bad. I shouldn't have said Habibs. A bunch of Arabic people, Muslims, like a whole bunch of, I said Habibs. Fuck it. So
we have Muslim and Middle Eastern listeners. We have listeners all over the world.
Yeah.
We love you. We're just from Texas,
man.
We're just
from Texas.
They call them different things.
But yeah. And so it's like, but the reason why he did that, right?
Yeah,
it's because Texas is a very big conservative state.
He's catering to the people who vote.
Who vote?
Right.
Because I don't believe
older white people.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Based on what you said, based on what I know, I don't believe we are a conservative state.
I don't either.
I believe
that
the conservatives are the only ones that vote.
Yep.
But either way, even if you are conservative, even if you are Republican. This guy just shit all over the Constitution. And what's even more hypocritical is there's another ad where he's walking through a field, like some random field, like he's Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and he's got a double-barrel shotgun.
Who I've met, by the way.
You've met Leatherface?
The real Leatherface, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's locked up in Texas prison.
Oh, shit, you met that guy? They caught him?
Yeah. He's locked up in the walls unit in Huntsville.
Well, let's get into that. I'll save that because we have to talk about that now.
Okay.
But let me just finish
my thought. You never told us that.
You know what? Fuck this. Let me just finish this thought, and then we're going to get into Leatherface. Okay, so let me just finish real quick. He wants to defend the Constitution when it comes to gun rights. He wants to defend your Second Amendment right, the right to bear arms. But he's going to shit all over your other... rights by being a Christian first, Republican second, politician third. So fuck them. And if so, please research who you're voting for, especially if you're in Texas, because most likely, if you research what a Republican and a conservative is, you might not be one. But
true.
Also look into who you're voting for, because yes, this guy's pro guns. Yes, he says he's Christian, but are your best interests really in his? Mayor Julian Castro challenged him to a debate.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
I heard about that. Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. We're going to keep you updated on the show because I really love Mayor Julian Castro.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
We have a lot in common. They tried to use
they're
it against
Mexican.
Him.
They're
yeah,
Mexican.
And
they're both young,
and that's where it stops. No. The other thing we have in common is that we both went to Yale. No, I'm kidding. But no, the other thing we have in common is that
no, you like to Yale.
And yeah, well, yeah,
but it's close.
Oh wait,
it's
I got that confused. His parent, his mom was an activist, and my parents were activists. My parents were part of the La Raza movement during the civil rights
era.
Movement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So were his parents. They were, I think, they weren't in the
same. So y'all's parents have a lot in common.
Yeah. Well, we do too. Just because.
Some shit. God.
Yeah. Come on, man. Just rolled me here. All
right. Okay, and then.
And then my peepee. So let's talk about the Texas.
Wait, is this the same guy?
Yeah, that's him. Oh, God damn it. Let's talk about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Pete, you met the motherfucker?
Yes.
Let's go. This should have been on episode one.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, I mean, well, nobody went. Okay.
Nobody talks to me.
It's not as glamorous. It's not as glamorous as you think. It's not like a movie set or anything.
Well, how'd you know that was him in the first place? I mean.
What's his real name? I forgot his real name. Okay, so the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is based on an actual true story.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
We
know
that.
Yes.
Oh, you know what other people probably don't.
Yeah, the other fucking know that.
We know that, but the people outside of Texas don't know that. Okay, so the murders took place between two cities or two towns. Like, it was on the border of Texas and Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. There's a city in Oklahoma called Clovis. And a city in Texas called Childress. So they happened back and forth. Well, he was convicted by Texas first. So at that time, they didn't have the death penalty. So
they didn't?
No. So he, since Texas, his trials with Texas were first, he has to serve out his time with Texas prison, with the Texas penal system or whatever first before he is transferred to Oklahoma state prison system.
So when he was,
but he got like several life sentences, so he's not leaving Texas basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was on a I kept getting transferred because I was when I first got incarcerated because I was getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I was being a little rascal, and through my travels, he was stationed at the Walls Unit in Huntsville, Texas, for a short time. And as I passed through, that's when, like, I didn't go up to him and talk to him and be like, hey, guys, so how was it putting on people's faces and stuff? You know, it was nothing like that. It was basically like, oh, shit, that's Leatherface.
You knew him from his face? Like, you knew already?
Well, at first, I didn't know it was him, but at the Walls, okay, if for those of y'all who don't know, the Walls Unit in Huntsville, Texas is pretty famous, actually. We've had some famous outlaws in Huntsville, and so even though it's a unit, a real prison, and they try to keep things as normal as possible, they still have, like, people who kind of give you the history and stories of what going on. Like, there was a big jailbreak with the gun shootout there by Freddy Carrasco, who is one of he was a mob like a Mexican mob boss before, like, there was like the Mexican mafia, mm-hmm. Texas Syndicate and stuff like that. Like, he was like the Mexican equivalent of the Italian mob,
mm-hmm.
you know, like of John Gotti. Well, not even, like, way better than John Gotti, you know what I mean? But he actually busted out of prison and had a shootout there at the Walls Unit. So there's holes that you can see, bullet holes,
mm-mm.
that you can see in the prison library at the Walls Unit.
Damn, it's
that I've seen. Yeah, and
I gotta go to prison.
Yeah, yeah, and you can't see them unless you go to prison. So there's stories like of him, Bonnie and Clyde going through there because they also went through Texas penal system, and then there's Leatherface.
Mm.
However, as Freddy Carrasco's gone. Mm-hmm. Bonnie and Clyde are gone. Leatherface is not. He's fairly younger. I think maybe now he's like in his 60s or 70s. I'm not sure. But yeah, he is in like a segregated area of that unit.
Still segregated?
The only time you get to see him is, or at that time anyway. I mean, I don't know if he's there now. This was like, I saw him back in 2000.
Yeah.
So, he might have been gone by now or something. I'm sure he gets transferred from here to there.
What did he look like?
He was a little, almost identical to the actual movies. He was a little tall. I want to say 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", somewhere around there. Kind of tall. You got to understand, they don't allow long hair, facial, at least not when I was there, they didn't allow you to have like facial hair or long hair. You had to like keep it cut, you know, clean shaven and stuff. But when I saw him, he was in a segregated rec area, kind of. And he was just kind of getting his afternoon walk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw him, I immediately, of course, I didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently other people did and were fascinated by this person just standing there enjoying the day. And I thought they were stupid. So when I questioned, you know, who he was or whatever, they told me who it was. Of course, nobody believes you. Nobody believes you. Like, you're like, what? Like, it's whatever, guy. That's not fucking Leatherface.
The movie said that he was never found.
Yeah, exactly. And so, it gets you to read. Yeah. And of course, the officers there, they kind of tell you.
They confirm.
Like, yeah, well, that's him. Of course, he's not called Leatherface. I forgot what his real name is. And in fact, I don't even think they give his real name in the movie.
But your name on your shirt, no?
No, not anymore. You used to.
Oh.
But they don't give his name in the movie.
But because in the movies, they actually, what do you call it? Like, exaggerate a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he wasn't as brutal as the movies say. I mean, he didn't walk around fucking in the middle of the night and, like, you're running, you know, 30 miles an hour. And he's walking, but he's still behind you.
And he's spinning. He's spinning around.
Yeah, he ends up in front of you when you're running from him. Like, that doesn't happen.
And I think he has Down syndrome in the movie.
Yeah, he does. And you know, honestly, he doesn't look like he has Down syndrome, but he looks like he might be a little stupid.
Yeah.
You mean slow?
Slow.
You
mean okay, my bad. Whatever.
You know what? He probably fucking waits for a space up front in the grocery store. He's that type of person.
Oh, he's that person.
Yeah.
He might be.
He'd probably be.
But the thing is, if you complained about it, he'd cut your face off and put it on his face.
But he'd be eligible for a handicap sticker, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Did you talk to him?
True. No, I didn't get to talk to him. No. We stood about 10 feet. No. Nah,
well, if he's segregated, nobody ever gets.
Yeah, but the cage, the little area that he was in was not far from where we were at when we were getting off the buses.
That's kind of crazy.
He's probably, what is that, from here to your window?
About 20 feet.
Yeah, 20, 25 feet. He was about 25 feet away from us.
Yeah, we have a palace.
Did he just look like a normal guy, though?
Yeah, look, normal fucking guy.
Oh my God, that's weird. That's crazy.
I also met Woody Harrelson's dad, by the way.
You did?
He was in prison, right?
He's in prison. Yeah, he was...
In Huntsville?
Yes. He actually has a federal case, but because we hold... At Huntsville, they hold... they do transfers a lot, transit. So when you're going, like, from one part of Texas to another... Because he was accused, I don't want to get sued by Woody Harrelson. He was accused of murdering or being involved in the murder of a federal judge of a Texas.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was gonna say a lawyer, but
it's a federal judge.
Yeah, he's considered a hitman.
Yeah, so he has cases here. Besides the federal case, he has cases here in Texas. So he came to Huntsville because Huntsville's like the main.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the headquarters of the Texas prison system, TDC. So he was actually in a holding cell right across from me, and he's in SEG. Because he refuses to cut his hair.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because he
has long
hair.
So they can refuse to do things like that?
Oh, yeah.
But then they just
get special.
separated from everybody else.
He has a lot of money.
But he's special, yeah. Well, his son's loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, come
Woody
on.
Woody Harrelson probably just fucking
here. Like,
yeah,
here, Dad.
Filters money into him. Yeah. Or just gives it to him.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, and I actually talked to him.
You
actually
did?
Talked to him. Yeah.
How'd you get to do that?
I didn't know it was him at first, and I offered him my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Because he looked like pee-pee. He was hungry. You're going to offer your pee-pee.
Yeah. Hey, guy, would you like my pee-pee?
That's what they call their pee-pee.
Yeah. Yeah. Peanut butter. Peanut butter. Oh, yeah. They definitely call it pee-pee in prison.
You offered it because how come?
He was complaining about the... When you're on transit, they give you what we call a Johnny sack, which is basically a brown paper bag with two sandwiches in it, and they fucking blow. And he was upset about that. And I had just eaten earlier in the day before I... got on the bus and got to Huntsville. And so I only ate my bologna and cheese sandwich. I didn't eat my peanut butter sandwich. So I, you know, as the nice guy that I am, I offered him my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So Woody Harrelson, if you actually ever happen to listen to this show.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I'm sure. Of course he does. Then is he on Twitter? We're going to definitely fucking tag him or whatever. And I want you to know that I gave your father a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, did he take it?
Yeah, he took it.
He took it.
Yeah, he was pissed. Not at me, but he was just pissed the fact that he had to eat just fucking two sandwiches. Yeah,
shit.
He was kind of pissed. So, but
there you go.
And this was in, when was this? Early 2000 something. I don't quite remember because like life in general, my past is a blur. So, but yeah, it was like in early 2000 somewhere around there.
But what'd you get for the peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
His ass. But we won't speak about... No, I'm just playing.
That sounds fair.
No, I mean, nothing. I mean, I just wasn't going to eat.
You're just being a
nice
guy.
Yeah, I was going to throw it away, and I was, you know, it's fucking Woody Harrelson's dad. Like,
fuck yeah. You know?
So anyway, next.
That's it. We're already at 48 minutes.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about something else.
No, we're good.
What? Yeah, we're good.
Well, thanks for listening.
Ooh, my favorite.
Dan Patrick's shit.
Don't vote for him.
If he has anything to do with the Texas penal system, though, hey, Dan Patrick, you're the man.
Yes. And if you like the show, please share it. Please tell people about it. Please rate me in iTunes.
Rape you.
Oh, you can rape me, too, depending on what you look like.
Male or female, it's okay.
All right, everybody. We will see y'all next time.
Holla.